This is Scott Becker with a special edition of the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Lisa Charbonneau. Lisa's out of Maine, and we're going to get a chance to talk to her about what she sees, COVID-19, and more. Lisa, take a moment, Dr. Charbonneau, and introduce yourself.
Sure. Thank you so much, Scott. I'm really happy to be with you this morning. My name is Lisa Charbonneau. I'm the Chief Medical Officer of Encompass Health Corporation. And Encompass Health is one of the nation's largest provider of post-acute care. We have about 134 inpatient rehabilitation hospitals, 245 home health agencies, and 83 hospice locations. And we span 37 states and Puerto Rico. My background, to tell you a little bit about myself, is I'm a board-certified physiatrist, which is a physician specializing in physical medicine and rehabilitation. Before I became chief medical officer in 2015, I worked at our hospital in Portland, Maine for about 23 years, and I was the medical director there for about 14 years before I stepped into my corporate role.
Fascinating. And how have you enjoyed sort of your career as you look back on it? Give us a couple thoughts on that, and then we'll get into sort of COVID-19 and what you see going on.
Yeah, I have had a fabulous career. One of the most enjoyable things about being in the field of rehabilitation is watching people recover functionally from illnesses or injuries that are life-changing or often catastrophic, and helping them regain their lives and their function so that they can leave the hospital and get back to living. So it's been a very rewarding career.
Well, fantastic. And now as you sort of look at this pandemic, COVID-19, what are some of the core priorities that you have at this point? What do the core priorities look like, and how has that changed?
So we are obviously in uncharted waters with the COVID-19 virus. We started really looking into this and focusing on it since the outbreak started in Wuhan, China. And currently, I spend a lot of my time monitoring information from the Centers for Disease Control and other health experts who are leading national and local responses to the virus. In my role as chief medical officer, my highest priority has really been to educate and support our clinicians in our hospitals and our leaders and senior corporate management on the latest developments and recommendations so that we can develop appropriate plans and best practices for our hospitals and agencies. So, a lot of the things that we're dealing with now, our top concerns are common to other healthcare providers. So things like infection control and supply chain issues, and trying to make sure that we have adequate supplies of personal protective equipment, or PPE, if you've heard that acronym, people are talking a lot about that. And then developing appropriate policies for patients and employees who maybe were exposed or tested positive for this virus.
And as an LTAC provider and a home health agency, what does that look like in this time of COVID-19 coronavirus? What's that situation compared to the situation of an acute care hospital or health system or a nursing home? Where does the post-acute world fit into that, and the LTACs fit into that?
Yeah, great question. So obviously our clinicians on the home health side are potentially exposed to the virus as they have to go into people's homes. So on the home health side, we are also doing a lot of education for our clinicians, screening patients by phone before we go into the homes, and making sure that our clinicians are kept up to date on what's going on in their region and nationally so they can best protect themselves.
Fantastic. Thank you. What a fascinating and challenging and scary time. A couple of the issues as you look at COVID-19 that are specific to the post-acute sector, different because you're not taking elective discharges from hospitals, or at least at a slowing pace, because people aren't doing the total joints and stuff like that that led to a lot of post-acute care. But there's all kinds of other post-acute care. What does it look like in terms of discharges today from typically hospitals, health systems, to LTACs or to home health. What issues are specific to the post-acute sector at this moment?
So in the post-acute sector, we're really looking at the ways that we can support acute care hospitals. So a lot of the acute care hospitals need room to care for COVID-19 patients or are getting ready for a surge of COVID-19 patients. So we can really help by taking patients that qualify for inpatient rehabilitation or home health or hospice-based care. So we think that we can work and partner with the acute care hospitals to streamline the process on discharge planning and patient transfer to our freestanding inpatient rehabilitation hospitals so that they can make more room that they will need for patients who have COVID-19. So what we're trying to do is monitor and encouraging the removal of barriers to taking additional patients into post-acute care so that we can really free up those acute care beds that the hospitals will need. And there are some challenges with that. So we are looking at things like regulatory barriers and ensuring that we have adequate staffing and personal protective equipment for our own clinicians. The other thing that we have to keep in mind is that our population is elderly. So patients that come to Encompass Health inpatient rehab hospitals, our average age of patients is about 76. And they come to us with multiple medical problems and multiple comorbidities. So they fall into that highest risk category for COVID-19. So that just reminds us of the importance that we need to do to follow CDC guidelines and work with our local health authorities to try and protect our patients and limit the spread of disease. So that's basically where we're focusing our efforts right now.
Right, and really, really important that you and Encompass and LTACs and inpatient rehab hospitals can really be a huge part of the solution as you free up and open beds to help here, and at the same time, great care, because you're already dealing with an average population that's fairly old and in sort of the target scary range for COVID-19. So it's sort of a fascinating situation. Dr. Charbonneau, some of your advice for healthcare leaders right now, how do you advise healthcare leaders to sort of keep doing their job, to stay calm, to stay safe, to make a great contribution? What advice do you have for healthcare leaders right now?
You know, Scott, these are really trying times for all healthcare professionals. And my advice right now for healthcare leaders is stay calm, as you mentioned, provide accurate and timely information to your teams, answer questions patiently and with empathy, and really important is working collaboratively with other members of your team like supply chain, lab, and other ancillary services. So at Encompass Health, one of our core values is stronger together. And this has really helped us through this time, this challenging time. This is not a time to try and go it alone. I really think we will get through these tough times by working together and taking care of not only our patients, but taking care of each other.
Thank you, Dr. Charbonneau. Any other thoughts for not just healthcare providers and leaders, but for general people, all of us, any other thoughts that you want to leave us with?
So I really think it's important for people to just stay calm and follow the advice that we're getting from our regional and national healthcare leaders. Practice social distancing, wash your hands more than you really think is necessary, and just stay safe and listen to the advice that you're getting in your local area.
Thank you, Dr. Charbonneau. I know you're incredibly busy. You're working on a ton of priorities to prepare and help keep people safe. Just magnificent. We appreciate you and Encompass Health taking the time to speak with us this morning so much. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for the opportunity. Take care.